Life Audio.
The Bible Study Podcast, episode 864. Today, the Bible Study Podcast continues the study of the book of Psalms and finishes the five-part study on the Songs of Ascents. Welcome to the Bible Study Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. Again, we've been doing this five-part study on the 15 Songs of Ascents that were songs that were sung by pilgrims as they head up to Jerusalem. And then I mentioned it in the first study, there's also some thought that the 15 Psalms correspond to the 15 steps going up to the temple. And so we're going to continue on with three psalms, one of them longer and then two of them shorter, starting with Psalm 132. But first, a word from the sponsor.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Psalm 132, A Song of Ascents. Lord, remember David in all his self-denial. He swore an oath to the Lord. He made a vow to the Mighty One of Jacob. I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob. We heard it in Ephrathah. We came upon it in the fields of Jar. Let us go to his dwelling place, let us worship at his footstool, saying, Arise, Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with your righteousness, may your faithful people sing for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath he will not revoke. One of your own descendants I will place on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the statutes I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling, saying, This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor I will satisfy with food. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful people will ever sing for joy. Here I will make a horn grow for David, and set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but his head will be adorned with a radiant crown. And so, as we think about these pilgrims who are walking up to Jerusalem, who are doing that trek from wherever they're starting, probably multiple days, even from Galilee, we know it was a 3-day journey based on the story from the New Testament of Jesus' parents losing him in the crowds of people that were going up to worship. And so as you're doing that, you're going to be thinking about the city of David. You're going to be thinking about how the city of David, Jerusalem, was claimed by David. It was wrestled from his enemies, and that David was restless to build the temple although it was Solomon who actually built it, David wanted to build a temple. And so as you're walking to the city of David, you're thinking about David and you're thinking about the temple. And so all of these words make sense. Lord, remember David and all his self-denial. He swore an oath to the Lord. He made a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob. And so David is thinking about, one, first bringing the tabernacle and the ark up to the city of David, up to Zion, up to Jerusalem, and then eventually making plans to build that temple for God. Because David lived in a palace of cedar and he could not be satisfied that the ark of the Lord was in a tent. It didn't make sense to him that he should have so much if we couldn't make at least as majestic a place for the ark of the covenant. We heard it from Ephrathah. We came upon it in the fields of Jar. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool, saying, Arise, Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with your righteousness. May your faithful people sing for joy. Again, the thoughts of bringing the ark and bringing the presence of God into this city of David is what you're thinking about as you're heading to that to worship. For the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath he will not revoke. One of your own descendants I will place on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the statutes I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever. And of course, you're hoping as you're heading to Jerusalem that this will be a city of peace, that this will be a city that continues to see the sons of David, the grandsons of David, the great-grandsons, the descendants of David sit on the throne in peace. And it would have been, it was promised to be, if only David and his sons had kept the covenant with God. But as you're heading to Jerusalem to worship, you're thinking of and praying for peace for the city, not just today, but in the future. For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling, saying, This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. Her poor I will satisfy with food, I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful people will ever sing for joy. Here I will make a horn grow for David, and set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but his head will be adorned with a radiant crown. And so we're remembering here some verses from elsewhere, from Chronicles, about what God has promised for this chosen city of Zion, the city of David, this Jerusalem. As we're heading here to worship, remember that we could have worshiped at home, and we did worship at home, that there was something special about this place. There was something special that drew us to Jerusalem, and it was in part these promises, these declarations from God, that here is where I will make my dwelling. Here is where I will be. Come to me, basically. And that's why we, as we're singing this, are pilgrims heading up to Jerusalem. As we think about pilgrimage, I want to kind of pause here for a second. We're wrapping up this study of the Songs of Ascents, the Songs of Pilgrimage. And most of us, I think, who are listening to this have not been on a pilgrimage. And yet I wonder maybe if we have. I wonder if that is what our journey of faith is like. That I think of Abraham, or Abram, who the Bible says was searching for a city whose architect and builder was God. That we in our journey of faith are called to look for what God is doing, are called to be where God is. It doesn't for us mean Jerusalem or the temple, but it means to walk and to follow where God is leading us. Because God may be here today and over there tomorrow as he's leading us on in a different direction. Psalm 133, a song of ascents of David. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Now, you may not like the thought of somebody pouring oil on your head, which is running down your beard and running down the color of your robe. You're going to have to try and get that out. And what kind of detergent could you use? But the oil on the head is an anointing. The oil on the head is how you anoint priests, for instance. And that's why we're talking about Aaron's beard. And so we're picturing these priests who are being anointed. And think of the healing properties of oil as anointing. And that's what David is saying, that when God's people live together in unity, when God's people live together in peace, it is like that wonderful healing, anointing presence of God. That wonderful, and there's that sense of abundance too, of that oil that's poured on the head and running down and running down and running down, that there is a blessing of God coming in ever-flowing waves. It's like the dew of Hermon falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. It is a blessing for us to live together in unity, for us to live together in peace. Song 134, a song of ascents, and the final of the 15. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who is the maker of heaven and earth. Three verses only, and yet again, as we're heading up to worship, as we are pilgrims on our way to Jerusalem, we're thinking about the house of God. We're thinking about the sanctuary. We're blessing the servants who are serving there. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. We're thinking of the temple as we head there. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who is the maker of heaven and earth. God has made heaven and earth, and God has made Zion. God has made Jerusalem. God has also made San Jose. God has made where you live and work and have your being. And God has made your church, and God has made your place of being, your place of work. And God is in all of those places as well. And may you come to hear his voice in all of those places this week. And with that, we're end this episode of the Bible Study Podcast and this study of the 15 Songs of Ascents. If you have any questions, send an email to host@thebiblestudypodcast.com, or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at thebiblestudypodcast.com. And thanks so much for listening. I want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on this podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of, too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.